A couple of weeks ago, we began a brand new podcast series called Beyond Your Brand. We're exploring how to create a purposeful, connection-driven brand and how to use your brand successfully in the future to create brand awareness and to grow a successful small business. In episode 60, we shared that according to Forbes, consistent brand presentation across all platforms increases revenue by up to 23%. So the consistency with which you use your brand, from your web design to your social media to your marketing and beyond, can make a meaningful difference for your revenue. In episode 61, we shared how your brand can create an experience for your audience. Your brand can showcase the value of your products or services and can help you form meaningful connections with your visitors. So today, we want to explore versatility, how your brand can be designed in a way that doesn't limit your business, but instead can be designed as a foundation from which your business can grow and change. So whether your business currently has a few unique facets or offerings, or you simply want to ensure your business has room to grow and change in the years to come, today's episode is for you. Welcome to the Brand It, Build It podcast, a podcast created by Kelly and Andra, co-founders of With Grace and Gold, an award-winning brand and web design business equipping thousands of small business owners to expand their reach and their revenue through professional brand and web design. Through weekly 10-minute episodes, the Brand It, Build It podcast helps you to boost brand awareness and build a successful business, one clear, succinct, and actionable episode at a time. Welcome to episode 62 of the Brand It, Build It podcast, Beyond Your Brand, Building in Versatility. When we're speaking with prospective clients about pursuing brand and web design, one of the biggest questions and concerns our prospective clients share is, how can I commit to a new brand or web design when I don't yet know how I want to present my offerings? Or how can I commit to a new brand or web design if my offerings will eventually grow, change, or evolve? First, I want to share that as brand and web designers, one of our favorite parts of the design process is using the details you share about your business and then creating a beautiful, user-friendly, and purpose-driven way to present your offerings. It's our job as brand and web designers, and truly our biggest honor, to visually present your business and its offerings in a way beneficial to your audience and to your business. In the end, we believe the key to creating a long-lasting brand and web design is leaving room for versatility, creating a strong visual foundation through your brand and web design, but doing so in a way that allows for your business to freely grow, change, and evolve without fear of your brand needing to be revisited each year. Here are three ways to better ensure versatility is built into your brand. Number one, consider the name of your business. At With Grace and Gold, we are by no means business naming experts. However, we have seen firsthand how the name of your small business can impact the way you perceive your business's ability to grow or change in the future. We have seen how when business owners use their own name as their business name, their personality, values, and expertise can be at the core of their business and brand. With your name as your business name, you can freely explore unique offerings and diversify your business. On the other hand, if your offerings like photography, design, events are included within your business name, you might not feel the same level of flexibility. This isn't to say you can't diversify, but perhaps a more general name or your name would allow for a different type of flexibility. In the end, naming your business is a big decision, and naming experts can provide their expertise and guidance in doing so in a way that is rooted in your future growth and change. Number two, focus on the experience and value you bring to your clients and customers. Think about a business you love and admire, a business offering different types of services or different types of products. Maybe the business offers photography and photographer education. Maybe the business offers coaching and a podcast. When the value of the business's products and services are at the core of their brand, it's likely you'll connect with and resonate with their offerings as they diversify in the future. I like to think about Magnolia and how much I not only love the Hearth and Hand collection at Target, but also how much I loved visiting the silos in Waco, how much I not only love Fixer Upper, but also how much I love watching the Magnolia Network as a whole. This shows that when a brand has clear values and a clear mission, their audience can connect with their current and future offerings, no matter how they diversify in the future. So how can you focus on your client or customer experience and the values you bring to your business? How can you lay the foundation for a strong brand by sharing the heart of your business? And number three, determine both your short-term and long-term goals. Your brand design should not only serve your business in the short term, but also in the long term. Determine where you'd like your business to go and what you see as the big picture for your small business. When you build your business with your goals in mind, you can ensure the steps you're taking today are bringing you closer to the business you'd eventually like to have. A lot of overwhelm can happen if you try to offer everything you'd like to eventually offer today. So instead, begin with your core offerings, build in systems, allow your business to grow and sustain, and then explore adding new facets to your business. We explore a step-by-step approach to doing so in episode 11, Your Passive Income Action Plan. Summed up, we believe the key to creating a long-lasting brand and web design is leaving room for versatility, creating a brand and web design uniquely designed for your growth. What did you take away from today's episode? Tag us on Instagram at With Grace and Gold and let us know. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the Brand It, Build It podcast on Apple Podcasts so Brand It, Build It can serve more small business owners. For more information about how brand and web design can equip your small business for success, please visit withgraceandgold.com.